نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم
أما بعد،
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس، وقال تعالى في آية أخرى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, our honorable ustad and sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab Hafizahullah, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Sirius FM, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, that in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, and 99% of the countries and cities of the world, today is the 6th of Rajab, 1441, and we know the Gregorian calendar, it is the 1st of March, 2020. And Alhamdulillah, we are here in the Siratul Haq Masjid in Escort in South Africa. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His bounties, ever recurring and showering upon us. What are the virtues of the month of Rajab? Which are the significant events that took place during this month of Rajab? Esteemed listeners, brothers, sisters, we must study history. Why must we study history? We study history so that we are inspired, motivated for the future. We study history so that we do not repeat the mistakes of the past in the future. A unique aspect and dimension of Islamic history is, it is not written in black and white, it is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e Rabbani and the red, red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is the unique dimension and perspective of our Islamic history. Regarding the month of Rajab, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us regarding our lunar Islamic calendar, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard minha arbaatun hurum. Verily the amount of months decreed and prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala are 12 lunar months from time immemorial. The day Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this entire universe, that day already it was decreed. From the 12 lunar months, we find that Arbaatun Hurum, 4 are sacred and holy months. When we go to Quran Sharif, we see Almighty Allah states, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. You Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must explain to the people and humanity in detail what is revealed for them. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the 4 months allude and refer to, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Thalathun Mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqada wa Zulhijjah wa Muharram, and wa Rajab, and the month of Rajab. So it shows, my brothers, sisters, that this month of Rajab is one of the sacred months, and therefore we attach so much importance to it. Likewise, in Mishkat Sharif we find that when the month of Rajab starts, then it was the habit of the Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to read the following dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. So what is the meaning of this dua? Oh beloved Allah, grant us barakah during this month of Rajab and Shaban. What is barakah? We translate it as blessing. Barakah, honorable brothers, ulama, means al-ashya'ul qalila wal-manafi'ul kathira. This limited time, limited resources we have, ya Allah, grant us optimum, maximum benefit in it. So we should be reaping the benefit during this month of Rajab and Shaban. As the businessman always looks forward to his busy season, he wants to make maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. The true Muslim begs and petitions Almighty Allah, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Ya Allah, spare us for the honorable month of Ramadan. So may Almighty Allah grant us Ramadan 1441, inshaAllah, through His grace and mercy, we experience another Ramadan. Thereafter, let us turn the pages of history and see what incidents, significant events took place during this month of Rajab. Number one, it is the month of the ninth year after the Hijrah, and when we go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, June, July, Kabina Bulai, you know. When you are there, then it is midsummer, 45-50 degrees. And it is intense heat. At that time, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded every male able, capable to participate in the Battle of Tabuk. And this took place during the month of Rajab in the ninth year of the Hijrah. The dates were smiling in front of them. It was time of harvest. They had to leave all that. I, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, went to Tabuk by plane. By plane, it takes you 1.5 hour. Honorable ulama, brothers, sisters, imagine the logistics. In Mustadrak Hakim, it is mentioned, 30,000 sahaba radiallahu anhum were mobilized, organized for this journey from Medina Munawwara to Tabuk in that intense heat, 45-50 degrees. How will they travel? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, 300 camels with the saddle, Ya Rasulullah, donation from my side. 1,000 gold coins, the Master Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so elated, happy, flipping, twisting the coins, that Ya Uthman, Ma Darra Uthman, Ma Amila Ba'd al-Yom. Imagine this were guarantee given to Sayyidina Uthman, Amirul Mu'mineen, Zun Nurain, radiallahu anhu warda. So he gave substantial amount. Other poor sahaba came and they gave whatever they could afford. But remember, you always had the munafiqeen, the third force. And when people contributed, donated substantial amount, the munafiqeen, hypocrites would say, murai, he just showing off. And when the poor sahaba, beloved students came, then they said, what is this? It's not going to help anybody. See, my brothers, first lesson we learn of Ghazwa-e Tabuk. Remember that anybody criticizes and curses or abuses the honor of the beloved Sahaba and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Almighty Allah defends the honor and integrity of Sahaba. Always remember this verse, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Those people who criticize, those sahaba who are contributing voluntarily and generously and according to their means, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They were mocking, ridiculing the sahaba, criticizing them, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. What did Almighty Allah say? سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Almighty Allah will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a horrible, terrible punishment. Therefore, my brothers of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, my sisters, all of us must understand that to defend the honor and integrity of every sahabi, male, female, adult and child, remember, is compulsory and mandatory upon us. Today's world, we see the Shia, La'anahumullah, Allah's curse be upon them. That is the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmidhi Sharif. Idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi. The Master alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be the only rahmatulil alameen. Mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah. But what did Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam say when people abuse, curse and ridicule the Master alayhi salatu salam's illustrious students and companions? فَقُولُوا, then say, لَأَنَتُ ala sharrikum. Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. Hadith that is sahih, the next hadith in Tabarani, مَنْ سَبَّ أَصْحَابِي. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who curses, abuses, ridicules my sahaba, my beloved companions, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala's curse is upon him. The malaika, the angels' curse is upon him. And the people's curse is upon him. Almighty Allah selected them, as mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu warda. He was the faqih, the great jurist, one of the muftis among the sahaba radiallahu anhum. اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِسُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ وَإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala selected the beloved Sahaba for the companionship of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to establish this Deenul Islam. Through who did we get Deenul Islam? Through Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the students and so forth. So the chain continues. So always take lesson of Ghazwa-e Tabuk. Second incident of importance, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. On the 22nd of Rajab, the year 60, his demise took place. Who is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala? And to understand, let us go to one incident mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the Mimbar Mubarak, on the pulpit. Next to the Master alayhi salatu salam is the Nawasa Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the Sahaba and then looks at Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu and states, Inna bani hadha sayyid. That this beloved grandson of mine is a leader. Therefore we use the word Sayyidina. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida shababi ahlil jannah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took their Mubarak blessed names and used the word Sayyid. So therefore we do not use, I am not suggesting for a moment that to say Imam is not permissible. It's permissible, but better and desirable is to use the word Sayyid. So Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida, Shababi Ahlil Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So yeah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ ابْنِ عَادَى سَيِّدٌ لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala will use the beloved grandson of mine to bring about reconciliation among the Ummah. After the demise of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman Zundurain radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he is martyred during Ramadan in the 40th year of the Hijrah. Thereafter, his beloved son Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an becomes the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen for 6 months. And thereafter, he resigns. He takes the mantle of leadership and Khilafat himself and hands it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. Today, the Shia, la'anahumullah, we know they're out of the fold of Islam. But some of us, the Sunni brothers, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they also have reservations regarding Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, in the year 41. In our history, it is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation. One Khalifa, one ruler for almost 20 years from the year 41 to Rajab 60, the 22nd of Rajab. This Khalifa, this Amirul Mu'mineen, who was Katibul Wahi, the scribe for revelation as mentioned in Sahih Muslim. That Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, for whom Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah majalu hadiyam mahdiya, ya Allah, make him a guide, let him inspire, motivate people. Imagine what a great contribution he made. The Ummah was united under one ruler, one leadership. So remember that people today, that the Shia and others, they have functions of rejoicing on the 22nd of Rajab. and they give it fancy names, but in reality, they want to rejoice on the demise of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. We must not participate, my brothers. Sometimes we are naive, we don't understand the hidden agenda and ulterior motives of the munafiqeen and hypocrites and the enemies of Islam. Third incident that took place during this month of Rajab, Al-Imam Shafi'i Muhammad ibn Idris was born in the year 150 in Gaza, Palestine. In Rajab, on the 4th of Rajab, he passed away. Who is Al-Imam Shafi'i Muhammad ibn Idris? Lo and behold, at the age of 2, from Gaza, his father passes away. He grows up as a yatim, as an orphan. His mother takes him to Makkah Mukarramah. One of his first teachers, Muslim bin Ibrahim Az-Zanji, African teacher. The African contribution to Islam. At the age of 7, this Imam Al-Jalil, Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, becomes Hafiz of Noble Quran. Yesterday, Alhamdulillah, last night we were in the Bergwell Masjid. Our two brothers, the Khan brothers, Hafiz Tawseef, Hafiz Liaqat, Allah Jalla Wala blessed them, their parents, their teachers, they completed their hifz. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib, our Honorable Ustad, made the dua. So we see that at the age of 7, Al-Imam Shafi becomes Hafiz of Quran. At the age of 10, he by heart and memorizes Mu'atta Imam Malik. At the age of 15, some of his teachers already gave him permission to issue fatawa and verdicts. Such a genius he was. Thus, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah's contribution to the Ummah, when we discuss Usulul Fiqh, the principles of jurisprudence, according to majority or many ulama, he was the first person to compile a book in a real academic manner regarding Usulul Fiqh and the principles of jurisprudence, Ar-Risala. From there he goes to Baghdad, and there he teaches millions, thousands of students from time to time. And we see his celebrated student is who? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, tell us about your teacher. He said, As-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya. How when the sun rises, it illuminates everything. Imam Shafi'i came, he illuminated our hearts. He brought such knowledge to us, we never even knew these things. We asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, what did you do for your teacher? Oh students, we all are students. We have our asatiza, Hazrat Mufti Sahib and others. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, rahimahullah, states, for 30 years it was my ma'amul and habit. Before I used to go and sleep, I used to raise my hand, cry to Allah for my ustad al-Imam Shafi. Imagine, 30 years. That is how they loved their teachers, and Allah blessed them with such knowledge. Al-Imam Shafi enters Egypt in the year 199 after Hijrah. In 204, with the help and mercy of Allah, we visited all four Imams' graves, Mubarak graves. In Cairo, he is buried there. When you read Diwan Shafi'i, subhanallah, just one poem of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, we know the word low comes for hypothetically, for argument's sake. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِيَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. Hypothetically, if there were several gods, demigods, many gods, there should be mayhem, chaos in the heavens and earth. So, low is for hypothetically. So, he, Al-Imam Shafi'i, states, لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِ لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْضَ حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِ. If Rawafid and Shia Azam, hypothetically, for argument's sake, was really to love the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَلْيَشْهَدِ الثَّقَلَانِ أَنِّي رَافِذِي, then let the heavens and the earth, let human being and jinn, everyone bear testimony, I, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi, am a Rafidhi. But he's saying, they do not love the family of Nabi alayhi salam, although they make that hollow claim. They are the ones who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda in Maidan Karbala. Sheikh Mufid has mentioned it in the work Al-Irshad. These are all Shia works. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen rahimahullah mentions it. is written in their work, Al-Istibsar, and his daughter, Fatima Sughra, radiallahu anha, she states the same thing. So remember, in their works we prove it, they are the ones who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anha. So Imam Shafi, rahimullah, passes away in the year 204, the 4th of Rajab. We go on. When we study the books of history, then we find that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's journey of Isra and Mi'raj took place, according to some ulama and historians. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha for 25 years. What a special place she has. Remember that when the Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from Ghari Hira, and the Master alayhi salam was so concerned and said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. She was the lady, the personality who stood as a pillar of strength and said, Ya Habib, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Jalla wa Ala will always assist you. Allah will never ever disgrace you. And she is the lady who brought Iman, the first personality to bring Iman, to give financial material assistance, and the mother of six children of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's so sad. Today we go to Medina Munawwara, to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah Hajj. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa. When we tell the brothers we're going to Baqi, 30, 40 brothers will come. When we tell them we're going to the Mu'alla Day in Makkah, 3-4 brothers will come. We even forgot our honorable mother, Sayyida Khadija, Umm al-Mu'mineen, her contribution to Islam. So she, remember, was married to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 25 years. She passes away. Abu Talib did not embrace Islam. He dies, and he did not embrace Islam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif is in Jahannam. Nevertheless, that year is called Amul Huzn. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sad, grieving. My beloved wife, Sayyida Khadija's demise. My uncle, he died, he passed away. Almighty Allah in His infinite grace and mercy, Subhan Alladhi Asra bi Abdihi, Laylam min al Masjid al Haram ila al Masjid al Aqsa. The journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al Aqsa, Isra. There performing the Salat for all the Anbiya alayhi salam is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And then the Mi'raj to the seven heavens. Then the three gifts, the gift of five daily Salat. The last two verses of Surah Baqarah, Aman al Rasul. And glad tidings to every person who passes away with Iman and Islam, for him is Jannah, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. For us brothers, Ramadan Mubarak is near. It's not that we have come. Allah Ta'ala reward our Mawlana Riyaz Baila. All of you who have come, Mawlana Huzaifa read the Qirat, MashaAllah. Hafiz Ubaidullah read the praises of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We appreciate, and Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all of you. But it must not happen. We must realize this one fact. Everything became compulsory here on the land and sand, but Salat became compulsory in the heavens. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited by Almighty Allah to show us the importance and significance of Salat. Salat is called Salat, as-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. Is the link and connection between servant, slave and Almighty Allah. So each one, make sure we are punctual, regular, in hadar and safar, on the train, on the plane, wherever we are, we must perform our salat. So we see the journey of Isra and Mi'raj takes place during this month of Rajab, according to many, many historians. Then the last incident I wish to share. When we study the history of Palestine, then we see, in the year 637, subhanallah, what a great incident. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes from Medina Munawwara, and there Sofrianus is there, and the leader of the Christians, and he hands over the key to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then the Mithaq-e Umar takes place. Today the people want to call us terrorists. When you study the covenant of Sayyidina Umar with Sofrianus, you see, it's written, none of your churches, monasteries will be demolished, abolished. Nay, you will have the freedom of worship. 637, Gregorian calendar, right to 1099, Muslim rule. 1099 to 1187, the Crusaders came, and they slaughtered and massacred the Muslims. Blood was flowing more than water in the gullies and alleys of Al-Quds, Jerusalem. These data, information of the Crusaders, even the Christians feel ashamed. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala selected and chose Salahuddin Ayyubi Al-Kurdi, a person who never went for Umrah or Hajj or Medina Munawwara, but you can never write history, Islamic history, without mentioning his name. Salahuddin Ayyubi, 27th Rajab, the year 1187, after conquering Asqalan, Akka, Hittin, all these areas, now the ultimate and the liberation of Jerusalem takes place. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, wa harraraha Salahuddin, wa may yuharriruha al-an. The question that needs to be posed, conquered by Sayyidina Umar, when he entered radiallahu an, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When he embraces Islam in Dar-e Arqam, Allahu Akbar. He enters Jerusalem, Allahu Akbar, in front of Masjid al-Aqsa. Till today, the mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar. That is Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda. Nevertheless, now it is Salahuddin Ayyubi's time. My brothers, sisters, 1187, make a mental note. If you go just now, will be Easter, this is Christianity. They say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that Jesus was crucified, Allah forbid, he was buried in Kanisatul Qiyamah, the holy sepulcher. I've been to the church, and remember, it's behind Aqsa and Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. The keys of, we reject all this obviously, the keys of the holy sepulcher, Hazrat Jis Waqt Salahuddin Ayyubi ne, MashaAllah, Azadi di, to ye Christian wale Masihi Nasara ne unke sabse aham girja ki chabi Salahuddin Ayyubi ko som diya, aur us waqt se lekar aaj tak musalman ke haathon mein hai wo chabi us girje ki. See, brothers, the karamat of Salahuddin Ayyubi. Therefore, the West call him Saladin the Just. Salahuddin, Rajulun Adilun Munsif. Even they had to admit it. So that is our honorable history. So it was, my brothers, 27th Rajab. The Jummah takes place after 88 years. He climbs on the mimbar, Salahuddin Ayyubi. The mimbar is built by Nuruddin Zanki. Not one nail was knocked in that mimbar. And then the apartheid regime in 69, they burned that mimbar. Nevertheless, my brothers, so we see after 88 years, you start a khutbah. How do you start? Allah Jalla Wala gave Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahimahullah that wisdom. He starts the khutbah. فَقُطِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and the relics of the zalims have been cut to shreds and pieces. We praise you alone, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. My brothers, I appeal to you. I humbly appeal to you. Let us cry and turn to Almighty Allah. For our brothers, sisters in India, in Delhi and Kashmir and the whole of India. What's happening in Palestine? What's happening in Syria, Yemen, so many parts of the world? Our own country. We know what happened in Ladysmith and so many places. Allah Jalla wa Ala, protect all our masajid, our ulama, the entire ummah and muslimah. Allah Jalla wa Ala, give our honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, siha, afiya, basarat, basirat. Almighty Allah, bless our asatiza who passed away, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And may Almighty Allah protect us and spare us for the month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And last, we know the coronavirus is going everywhere, and Allah protect us. So we end today's talk inshallah with the dua we all read inshallah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. This hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases and evil diseases and sicknesses. We thank Mufti Saleji Sahab, you, the committee, community of Escort. Barakallahu Fik, Jazakallahu Khair. Assalamu Alaikum.